On today's episode of The Real O Show.
From about mile six, I had to shit.
I was praying that Zachary was going to, for the vlog, take a shit in public. Like, I was praying for it.
Bro, I wouldn't make Bin Laden run the marathon.
There'd just be some, like, random dude walking his dog being like, you can fucking do it, man.
I think that's what people chase.
This guy's raw dog on the floor right now. They're just, they're swollen. I want them diamonds on my neck to make me look like I'm cold. That ain't for you and all these hoes. That's just for me and my bros. I got to fight for my balls. I got to stack out this gold. I tell you I'm on a roll. About to get all this dope. We ain't no fuck niggas, no. I swear to God, we're the ghost. So if you follow our channel at all, you may have seen that Zachary, my brother, we went to the New York City Marathon this past year, and we watched a bunch of runners, and Zachary got like this serendipity from all these people cheering them on and like was like, you know what, dude? I'm going to fucking run a marathon. So it was in his thing, and it, the first thing he said he was going to do it in 3.5 hours, which was like...
I think I said 3 hours.
You first said 3 hours, and I was like, well, you would break the world record or That's something.
The world record's like 2 hours.
It's Josh. 2 hours and 40 minutes. Zachary
Someone
was like...
Someone just ran a 206.
Yeah, whatever.
2 hours and 6 minutes.
It doesn't even matter. Zachary was like, I'm going to run an Olympic time my first time. I don't run. I'm going to run an Olympic time. And I was like, whoa, you're a fucking idiot. And he was like, all right. He walked it back a little bit. He was like, you know what? If I could do it in four, I'm like.
No, I could easily do four. 3.5 would have been very impressive, I think.
I don't think you're doing 3.5. And listen, so Zachary just now ran the Jersey City half marathon.
Yeah.
And has now retired the old sneakers. And
I mean, if I could replicate my half marathon pace, I'd have been under 3.5 hours.
Marathon. But you're doubling it, right?
Agreed. I would have had to train way harder.
Yeah, like there's a
and different way level. More.
There's a different level.
Yeah,
there's a different level that you have to take it to when you're running a marathon.
I'm too busy to run a marathon, but I did do a half marathon.
And what would you say was the biggest thing you took from running a marathon? Because we talk about all the time, like you look at like Twitter, it's like you're a white 25-26 year old. You're like, oh shit, one day I woke up, I want to run a marathon. Like, that's a pretty common thing, right? So how did you feel? Like, did it make you feel any better? Well, what did you find?
I would say running the Jersey City half marathon, but it's also a marathon. All races, not just white, all races. I felt nothing from it. There's zero runner's high. I honestly didn't really get much benefit from it besides the discipline of I have to run 10 miles today. I have to care about my sleep. I have to stretch. But like, I don't think it really helped me in any way besides like the mental push of it. But also my time's very thin already and having to do a long run. And this, I'm talking more so like training, like my long runs with the warm up, with the run and the cool down. Then you come home and I'm like pissed the rest of the day because of how tired I am. It's like, you know, you're talking about 2 hours, maybe a little bit more of training when my time's already limited and I'm doing that on the weekend, which is supposed to be like our time, the Real O Show, creative time, whatever I want it to be. So I didn't really get any benefits from it. But like there's people who like fucking love running. But like through the process, I would say the one benefit I got is I really believe in like zone two cardio training for like long-term cardiovascular.
What's zone two?
Zone two is pretty much like you're running at a pace that you can like talk. Oh. You're able to control it. You do it zone two for like, you know, the science says like 90 to 120 minutes is actually like what you should do a week. I still won't do that much, but like going on like a 30-minute, 35-minute, one long run a week, I think is what I'm still going to do. And then maybe I'll bust out like a mile or two, try to like run it hard on top of the sprinting that I'm already doing. It's just too much time involved. And I was trying to chase after like the runner's high and it just doesn't fucking exist.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole like running to me is just like you have to literally have like a blank mind. Like the best runners in the world must just be able to just shut off their mind and not think about anything.
Yeah.
Because like that's the only thing. Like these guys have run like hundreds of miles. Like, what the fuck are you doing? The guy who just ran across Africa, I forget his name. I should know it. But like him, he ran the whole continent of Africa and he didn't run straight. He like ran the coast. So he went like almost double of what he should have done. It's like, one, what are you doing that for? I know he raised a lot of money for charity, like respect. But like, what's fucking in you that you're like, I just want to run? Like your whole day, your whole life run.
It's incredibly boring.
What are you running from?
It's incredibly boring.
What are you running from? Because you wanted to run the marathon.
I mean, I could be running from a lot of things.
But specifically, I just think it's funny. I'm like, I'd love to ask runners, like, what are you running from?
But then I could then reverse the question back onto you. What are you running from that you're not willing to take the jump to run the half marathon or marathon?
I mean, I run quite a bit. I just don't choose to do one thing. Like, that's why I think running a marathon to me is just so singular, right? Like, I don't like to just run, or I don't just like to lift, or I don't just like to sprint. Like, I'm going to sprint, I'm going to do tempo runs, I'm going to lift, and I'm going to do distance. I would rather sprinkle all three of those together, and I'm going to look the way I want to look and feel the way I want to feel. There wasn't, but like a handful of dudes at that whole marathon that I saw that I was like, oh, that dude looks good. Like most people just got the body of like, ah.
The runner.
It's like a bag of milk.
Yeah. I mean, dude, there was plenty of fat people that were making me look bad.
There was an Indian couple, probably like 65, humming like 3, 4, 5 minutes before Zachary was done.
Yeah.
And I had to give him shit for it.
I mean, it's just a skill. If I would keep up my running for the next 30 years, it just becomes a skill. It's like lifting. It's like sprinting. It's like fucking golfing. It's basketball. It's tennis. It's the same shit. It's just a skill you just continue to repeat. You learn to shut off your mind. You get better at it. You get more efficient. Obviously, your body builds up. Because my first 3 weeks, I think this is where people get value out of it. If you don't do any long distance running and you want to run a half marathon or a marathon or just run for health reasons, the first 3.5 weeks that I started really running distance was probably the hardest thing ever.
Yeah.
Like single-handedly, like, and I kind of threw myself into the fucking pool a little bit, which I think is the best thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, fucked up my legs a little bit, but you work through it. But it took about a month before I really kind of like started to get in the groove. But like I said, I don't think the fucking runner's high exists. I never felt it. And really, it's just a time thing, man. Like, my fucking feet are all swollen from the half marathon.
Your toes are pretty swollen, dude.
This guy's
raw dog on the floor right now. They're swollen.
You know, my calves are sore. My lower back was a little sore. But, like, for the most part, I was pretty good besides, like, my feet and calves.
Yeah. I mean, I won't lie. Like, I think it's really cool that a lot of people go out and support marathoners and stuff. Like, there was just some, like, there'll just be some like random dude walking his dog being like, you can fucking do it, man.
I think that's what people chase.
And that's cool. And like, that's cool. Like, I understand the running community.
It didn't really do it for me.
Especially out here. Like, listen, we're from Michigan. No one is out being like, hey, brother, let's get together and run. Like, no one. Like, I know that they're like, there was cross country and shit. Like, it's always a cool social club in high school, whatever. In the Midwest, cross country running like that, people do it. We did it. It's not like a group. Like in New York, East Coast, it is a fucking cult.
Yeah.
Like people are like, I just watched a video the other day where they were like, we are business executives. If you want to fucking come out here and run at the Hudson Yard area, we're coming out here every Tuesday and Thursday at like this. And they're like, let's come. We're going to come here. We're going to run. And it's like, they're just like, let's do something we love. Cause it's so time consuming. And that's why I said, I was like, running should get super specific. And I think they already do, but it's like, doing something like that where it's like you can be in zone two, like you said, we're just jogging, we're talking, and it's like now I'm with people I like, I have to be here for 2 hours, so we're doing a long fucking run. At least you're getting some other benefit than the health. It's like, okay, I'm making a friend, I'm in a community, I'm making a business deal, whatever it may be, at least there's something added to it. And that's the one thing I liked about the marathon as like a spectator. I did like that it was like, okay, it's a very community.
There's a lot of fucking people out there supporting.
A lot of people. No, it's cool.
There's also a ton of runners. Like I was looking out, like when you kind of get on hills and you can kind of like really look. I mean, it's a fucking mob.
I mean, yeah, it's quite a few people because it's like you got to think about it, bro. People are coming in from all over. It's like hard to think about. Like while this race that's right down the street from us, a bunch of people, by the crib. Like people are like just like. Someone flew in here from like out of country probably because they're like, I want a bib to the New York City Marathon.
And if anybody knows the Jersey City Marathon, or even if you don't, I'll do my best to explain it. So we obviously live in Jersey City. Pretty much was like all the routes I've run pretty much to train. I didn't really know it was going to be like that, but ended up being like that. And I was just over 10 miles going by the house. And this whole time I had to shit. Like, not going to lie. From about mile 6, I had to shit. And if you don't ever do long distance running, you wouldn't understand. But if you do long distance running, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you run distance, for some reason, your body just wants to shit. I have no idea. So I'm obviously holding it from like mile six. And I'm like, I'm not stopping because people stop to go to the bathroom, shit, piss during the marathon or half marathon. I'm like, dude, that just kills your time. One, two, if you sit down to take a shit, I don't know if I'm getting back up.
I was praying that Zachary was going to, for the vlog, take a shit in public. Like, I was praying for
it. But anyways, I'm just over 10 miles. So I'm like, really, like, I'm close. But, you know, that's a long 3.1 you still have left when you're really fighting demons and we're going right by the house. I'll tell you what, there was a strong power deep inside of me that was like, Zachary, peel the fuck off. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it is real. It's like one of those things where it's like, it's that inner battle of like, that race was you versus you.
100%.
Because it's like, you're not getting anything to go into this race. Like, there is no, like, yeah, there was a winner.
I got a medal.
You got a medal.
I got a medal, you bitch.
You got a medal, which is cool. It's like, bro, you're like me and Trisha from down the street. We both got a medal now, you know, like, and it's cool.
But I ran faster than Trisha, I bet.
But the medal doesn't say that. The medal doesn't say that. The medal just said we both finished the race.
It did. And for anybody who's wondering what my pace was, I'll put my pace out there. So it was, I believe it was an hour 43 and some change, and it was a 7:47 mile pace average. So I don't know my breakdowns. I would guess from my mile 11 to 13.1 were honestly probably my fastest miles because I really like put it all out. One, and two, I really had to shit. So I was like really trying to finish.
And so, the funny part is after the race, we walked another like mile to the light rail, waited for the light rail for like 20 minutes thinking the light rail was going to come. Naive us, dumb that New Jersey public transportation would work ever. So then we were like, oh, we'll just walk home. So then we ended up walking home two more miles home after
freezing
that.
Freezing this whole time.
Yeah, this guy, he was too big. He was too big time for like the blanket they gave him. I told him, I was kind of like memeing him. I was like, yo, Zachary. I was like, Zachary, you need the blanket. He's like, I'm not fucking wearing the blanket. And then like 10 minutes later, he's like, man, I'm really cold. I'm like, oh, weird.
They gave him a blanket. I thought it was more of like a look at me thing, not for the warmth. I didn't know the technology.
The New York City Marathon, yes, it is a look at me thing. Like, it's in the dead summer. It's like, look at me. In fucking April, in Jersey, it is for like the purpose of like, it was windy as fuck. Like, people don't understand. If you don't live on the East Coast, the wind out here is nuts. Like, but I think the house is going to get blown down three times a week.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. So it's like, people don't understand that. And then it's like, you just ran 17 miles. You're fucking sweaty. Now you're fucking just letting it all dry on the water.
T. Schmidt did the same thing. He didn't grab it either, and he was freezing. But I want to leave people with a couple things. If you're thinking about getting into running, if you've gotten into running, that I would take away if I was going to redo it. Because I'm certainly never running another half marathon, and I'm not running a marathon.
So, I mean, not yet, because who knows? Because there might be a future video where Zachary gets forced to run a marathon.
I would do it if we were making a lot of money, our community wanted it, or if it was like for a charity I really believed in. That's
or he loses a bet of some sort in the future.
Nah, I would never gamble that. Yes, I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy.
Yes, you would. He'll gamble it eventually. Nah, like, dude. Hey, save this stamp for future us.
Bro, I wouldn't make Bin Laden run the marathon.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
That'd be like a really good torture thing. Just be like, bro, you got to run a marathon. You're like, no, you're running a marathon. They're like, no, I'm not. And just like tasing them as they go. Dude,
that would be incredibly torturous. But what I would say if I was going to redo my training, one, I think I would actually ease into it more. I wouldn't go so hard into it because I think that like set the standard and made me like hate running, gave me a ton of anxiety. Like, I used to get bad anxiety before like the 10 mile runs. I had a decent amount of anxiety before the half marathon. I knew it'd be a little easier with like the energy and the people, and you know, you see people way ahead of you, like, I'm going to catch that person. Like, you can kind of play with it a little bit. Still hard. So I would ease into it. Two, I it's all about running your own race. I would say, I know it's very cliche, but like, run your own race. Don't care about anybody else that's like pacing or going faster or slower. Like, just you versus you. And then three, make sure you actually want to fucking do it. Like, for real. Like, and if you think you want to run a marathon, run the half marathon first. Do not dive in right into the marathon unless you're like an already good runner. And I'm more so speaking to people that are like, played, you know, sports that were like speed and strength. Like, I'm built speed and strength. I'm 200 pounds. Like, I'm not a runner type. So whereas most people who are good runners tall, lanky, 160 fucking pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. I would not recommend running a marathon because I don't think there's really any health benefits to running a marathon. Now, running in general, like, yes, to get, like, you should run, you should do these things 100%. Me personally, I think it's, if it's your thing, do it. But if it's not your thing, I wouldn't feel FOMO because is interesting. And it is funny because it's like, once you run a marathon, this is why I told you, I was like, I know for a fact I could turn it on and run a marathon strictly from the self that I would look over next to me and I would see some old lady running and I would be like, if you, Joshua, if you let this old lady bitch you, like I would die on the concrete. No, I'm not going, because that doesn't do anything.
You said you can just turn your brain on.
I can.
Just do it.
I can, but it's nothing to prove. Like, see, this is like you trying to like bait me into proving something I don't need to prove. Well,
I can't turn my brain off when I'm running. I feel every step. So
no, I think I'm built more for running than you are. I would say
probably
long distance wise. Because like I'm okay with distance. Like I ran cross country in seventh grade. I only did it for the girls.
I think if I was to rerun it, like I would really try to just lose weight.
But that's what I was trying to say to you. And this is the last
I really
say.
Tried to fight not losing weight.
This is why I would never run a marathon, because I wouldn't like the way I would have to transform my body to do it. I wouldn't like that. It's like, it's not worth it for me.
I fought that. Like, I still hit all my workouts with the long running, didn't miss any sprint days, actually was adding more meals in because obviously I was still working out and then on top running. Like, I really tried to fight myself not to lose weight, which I didn't. And that honestly is very counterintuitive to when you're running long distance, because realistically, I probably should have lost like 10 pounds.
100%. I think that's a good place to leave it. If you made it this far, like, subscribe, follow us. And if you like the fucking biohacking, the running, the exercise shit that we talk about, because our most downloaded episode ever is Gary Brecka in the Fast. So if that's the kind of content you like, and one, if you made it this far, congrats, but you probably get a prize.
Yeah, and if you like it, we're going to cut open magnesium pills and Joshua's going to snort it. So straight biohacking.
Yeah, but let us know, because if we like it, then we'll try different biohacking stuff for you guys and let us know.
Dope.
See you guys. Don't tell me you won't. I want them diamonds on my neck to make me look like I'm cold. That ain't for you and all these hoes. That's just for me and my bros. I gotta fight for my bros. I gotta stack out this gold. I tell you I'm on a roll. About to get all this dope. We ain't no fuck niggas, no. I swear to God, we the ghost. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs that we on roof for greatness. They paper getters, they want money more than they want fame shit. I swear we go so hard, we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. We going hard for the hand. We gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. We too on par for the misses. I put my heart and my feelings. All tracks I don't even feel. We by the box, we dripping. We by the box, we fall. My emotions, they won't. Yeah, yeah. And I ain't never gonna slip. And I ain't never gonna slip. All by my mama's house. Won't see my brothers get ripped. I tell you I'm in. Watch me get my racks. And we bought so hard they think my niggas selling crack. We was pushing packs for 260 over pound. We was down, probably had some product in your town. But now we back, same straight for all my niggas, for all my fam. And I made about 10 racks up off these features in the end. For my grandma, hope she know that this for you and you and him. For my brothers, for my family, for my mama, for my kids. I gotta fight for my brothers, I gotta stack out this gold. I tell you I'm on a roll. About to get all this dope. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God we the ghost. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs that we on roof for greatness. They paper getters, they want money more than they want fame shit. I swear we go so hard, we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. We going hard for the hand. We gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. On par for the misses, I put my heart and my feelings on tracks I don't even feel. We by the box, we drippin'. We by the box, we fall.